Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Arthur Hardy with the Times-Picayune, an editor and publisher of the Mardi Gras Guide. He recently announced he is retiring after his 49-year career. Arthur, welcome to the show.
Hey, well, actually, it'll be next year after my 50th year.
50th year,
listen,
that's,
you know,
right.
You know something about retiring at the right time, right?
And, oh, absolutely.
And it's the right time.
Well, let me say this, Arthur. I'm gonna bring an angle to this that no one else really has been able to bring thus far that I've heard that has interviewed you. So, as you know, I spent 40 years in law enforcement, and even though the role that we played in the management of Mardi Gras, your guide was something that we all would carry with us as we made our way to our assignments in Jefferson Parish, or when I used to ride with the motorcycle division of the JPSO, we would assist NOPD, and as we would do the escorts and stuff, you know, we supposedly were in control of this, the routes, we were supposed to know this, and that we referred to your Mardi Gras guide to gain a better understanding of where parades were, what time they would start, and more often than not, some of the information we provided was wrong, and what was in your Mardi Gras guide was actually right.
Well,
on behalf of all the law enforcement officers that carried around your Mardi Gras guide, thank you.
Well, that's cool. Never heard that before. You got me on that one.
So a long ride. Obviously, you will be missed in so many different ways because, you know, there's always a curiosity about Mardi Gras crews and what changes.
Yeah.
And some crews now are changing every year. Historically, a lot stayed the same, you know, with what they were throwing and stuff. And as things progress, it changed, and you were the one that satisfied and that their curiosity, because they could always count on going to the guide to see what's headed their way.
Well, you know, and speaking of changes and starting, well, not starting, we'll hopefully finish next year's 50th anniversary edition. I started doing some research about, hey, you know, how do you summarize 50 years? And I was shocked at this number. Since 1977, 76 parades have gone out of business. Now, they've been replaced by others, but the turnover factor, which, again, I guess is a need. You need a scorecard to tell the players or a program, however they said, you know. But, yeah, the changes have been enormous, and I think one of the biggest ones is, you remember, as a kid, we had parades in every neighborhood. Now everybody wants to be on St. Charles Avenue, and just about everybody is, other than, of course, the Metairie parades, which I still wish would return to Metairie Road, but that's a story for another day. But, yeah, we've seen a lot, and I don't think the celebration's ever been – I know it's never been bigger. I don't think it's ever been better, but I have a concern about it. Maybe it reached a saturation point, you know, when you have three parades on one night. When is enough too much, you know?
Well, managing success can be every bit as difficult as managing failure, right?
Yes, it can.
In different ways. And the success has been huge. And when you're stacking three and sometimes four parades on a night and you're still on the streets at 1 o'clock in the morning, I know my wife rode in Muses forever.
Yeah.
And I would, you know, I would be on the motorcycle and I would go meet her at the end of the parade. To make sure that, you know, she was safe and everything else. And I'd be sitting out there with all the NOPD cops at 1 o'clock in the morning. You know, and here comes the last float.
Yeah, well, they're trying to address that this year, and I hope it works out. But anyway, there's been a lot of changes, and the women have taken over. We've got the biggest crews now are female, and I think that's a good thing. You know, the celebration's never been more diverse, so you got something for everybody. Now, it's gotten more expensive to participate, but if you got the bucks, we got the parades.
So, Arthur, you know, for you, what was the most satisfying thing, one, about Mardi Gras, and two, about the role that you played in Mardi Gras?
I think just the gratitude that people have shown for what we do. You know, this is a business. I mean, I love it. You know, I do. But I told somebody the other day, you know, I haven't found a cure for leukemia or anything. I tell people where parades roll in a little history, you know. And so I always have to put that in perspective. But the fact that people seem to really appreciate it and to know that maybe 100 years from now somebody will want to know what happened in Mardi Gras in 2026 and, you know, in a library or I guess online, will look at the Mardi Gras guide to find out. And that's kind of nice to know you've done something at the last when you're on the other side of the grass.
And what do you find as a spectator is the most rewarding thing that you've experienced, you know, with Mardi Gras?
Oddly, it's not watching the parades. It's watching the people, either from afloat or just standing back at a parade crowd and watching the interaction with the spectators. And, you know, we don't have spectators at Mardi Gras. Everybody's a participant. But watching the interaction, not just with the float riders, but people to people. You know, the sharing, you know, this little kid didn't catch something, so you give him something from your pile. I mean, there's so much of that. Sharing food, bathrooms. I mean, it's just, if we could just keep that spirit year-round, I mean, and you've seen it through the years. It's just, it's remarkable how people come together to celebrate. You know, who else does this in this way, in this quantity? We have, you realize how many days and how many parades and how many hours and how many miles. There's no celebration like this anywhere.
You know, I used to often say people would, you know, when I visited my peers around the country as a law enforcement, head of a law enforcement agency, they were like, you know, we don't ever read about, like, protests down there in New Orleans. I said, well, we have them every now and again, but hell, we're so busy partying in the streets together all year long at fairs and festivals named after every living creature that ever walked the face of the earth. And then you got Mardi Gras on top of it. You know, it's like, to what end and to what purpose? I mean, you know, we'd much rather cut up and drink and dance together than protest.
Yeah. How do you get mad at a guy just gave you wife a hot dog, you know, while watching a parade?
Yeah.
Go on. It's just, and the other odd thing is, you know how much drinking goes on at Mardi Gras, and yet people are remarkably under control. I mean, if you go to jail at Mardi Gras, you've really done something bad, because police, are, as you know, are so tolerant, and you got to really cross that line big time. And yeah, I enjoy watching that interaction, too, with police. And you can always tell the visitors they don't know what to do, and you'll see police helping them catch stuff or giving them things. I mean, it's just, it's a feel-good story that the Chamber of Commerce couldn't write. You know, it's real. It's real.
During the course of your what will be 50 years, was there ever a time that you said to yourself, I think Mardi Gras is in trouble?
Not to the extent that I thought it would ever go away. It'll never go away. I was really concerned in the 80s, mid-80s, when the Girls Gone Wild phenomenon was nationwide, and that became the image of Mardi Gras. And I used to bring bands to Mardi Gras to march in parades. I worked with a group called Super Holiday Tours, and they'd bring bands from all over the country. And all of a sudden we stopped getting them. And it was because the Band Parents Club said, I don't want Julie to see naked people. And that was that's what they thought. If you go to Mardi Gras, either you have to get naked to get throws or you'll see naked people. And, of course, that was always a French Quarter spring break phenomenon. It did creep into parades to some extent, but not largely. But the image, I was very concerned about the image of Mardi Gras. We know it's family-friendly, but there's still people who don't understand that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Yeah. And, you know, almost every celebration that you have of any magnitude across the country, there's always a small sector that there's something that's different that's being offered, right?
Oh, yeah. But, again, it's more of a spring break Fort Lauderdale thing than Mardi Gras. You still have some of it on Bourbon Street, not as much as you used to, that's for sure. But, you know, for the most part, it's safe and family-friendly, and that's true.
As you look, you know, again, what will be 50 years, and you think 10 years from today, what do you see as some of the biggest challenges for Mardi Gras?
To make sure it doesn't implode, that it doesn't get any bigger, I think it probably needs to compress a little bit. Glad to see that we're starting to get rid of some of the plastic and environmentally friendly, reusable, recyclable, locally produced throws. That's a good trend. The cost of throws may kind of cause us to rethink some of that. I mean, how much do you need? You know, really, it's. I'd like to see people enjoy the parades and the floats and the bands more, and have less emphasis on throws. But you know, it is what it is. But I mean, Mardi Gras is going to continue. I just don't think it can get much bigger unless we push it back another weekend. You know, now the official season is 12 days before Fat Tuesday. Anything before that's a preseason parade. Well, I guess you could stack parades the weekend before that, but you already have some. The alternative crews, the Chewbacca's, Crew de Vue, Bohem, those parades are on those weekends. So I just hope it doesn't try to get any better. I mean, we have something for everybody. How much more do we need?
And some of the last minute changes that are made, I know over the years I've run into you and like there's a parade that falls out and there's a parade that's in. You're trying to get to production. I got to imagine during this
it's
50
crazy.
Years. I mean, you were juggling all kinds of balls. I can remember a conversation you and I had. I forgot what year it was on Veterans Highway. There were so many changes. I wish I remembered what year it was. There were so many changes. You didn't think you were going to get them all into the Mardi Gras God.
In a couple of years, we missed things. I remember early 80s, we were only doing, I don't know, maybe 15,000 magazines at the time. And ISIS changed the day of the parade after the magazine was on a newsstand for 3 weeks. And we actually had some rubber stamps made, and the remaining books that we had, we hand-stamped each book on the ISIS map. Parade moved 24 hours. And, I mean, you know, we just wanted to have it right. And then I realized, you know, this is crazy. You can't. I'm going to kill myself trying to be complete, correct, and accurate. And people understand things change, but you know, I'd rather have the attitude of let's try to make it perfect than who cares, you know.
Well, what I loved about what you did too is that the quality of the production of the guide was second to none. I mean, it was beautiful, you know, and it was a great tribute to the kings and the queens and the courts and each individual crew. I know people always had this anticipation of the guide coming out, especially if they had family members that were the royalty that year. They couldn't wait. I mean, that was like that was it. You know, it was the coming out, you know, the moment that the Mardi Gras guide hit the stands.
Well, and that's been gratifying, too. You know, and through the years, we've tried to do some serious journalism and research that had never been done before. But to give, I mean, the kings and queens, I mean, it's nice to have your picture in 100,000 magazines, you know. It really is. And to be in a position to do that. And we certainly haven't made anybody's careers, but we try each year to do a story on a mom and pop type operation that need help getting off the ground. And even if they don't get off the ground, they can say, you know, we were in the magazine and a story about us. And there's so many players on this field. You know that. It was such a big, big business. And it's just nice to be able to highlight some of the people that ordinarily wouldn't get any free publicity. And that's been fun.
And I don't know if it was the Rex organization or who is responsible for it, but I know that the creation of the Pro Publico Unum.
Pro Bono Publico, yes, that's Rex. Huh?
Yeah, Pro Bono Publico, excuse me. You know, the not-for-profit arm of the Rex organization. Mm-hmm. And then the history that Dr. Stephen Hales, as the Rex historian for a long, long time, brought forward. And then what you brought forward, I thought, added a really interesting dynamic to the importance of Mardi Gras to our region that I thought for a number of years was missed. Your thoughts?
Well, people don't understand how important this is. You know, it's called ephemeral, meaning it comes and goes and it's gone, but not really. I mean, the significance of what we do here lasts a lifetime, and it's so good to see many organizations now having a philanthropic arm, Rex being the biggest, having given more than $9 million to public charter schools, but many other crews, and I hate to name them because I'm going to forget some, but Muses, Hermes has something called After the Parade, I think that's the name of it, but that's not the purpose of a Mardi Gras crew. It's to have fun and spread joy, but it's nice to see these people stepping up to the plate. I got a press release earlier today from the Mystic Order of Phoenix, female crew, that's giving a school supplies at Leah Chase School this morning. You know, they don't have to do that, but it's just nice to see that, and it's nice to see the interest in history. We've published crew histories, coffee table books for about a dozen clubs, and other people have done other organizations, and you know, this is important. This is who we are. This is what makes us different, and our culture is very important here.
Well, all I can say, Arthur, is congratulations to you. What a legacy, what a life, what an experience, and what a contribution that you made to this place that we call home and the celebration that we call Mardi Gras. Thank you so much of that.
Thank you so much, and I'll be doing my reports in WWL this year. I ain't gone yet.
Not yet.
Thanks, Newell.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. Arthur Hardy, Times-Picayune editor and publisher of the Mardi Gras Guide. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.